When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The advice for self-care today is endless and can be yet another overwhelming job for women.
Every episode, we trial a different self-care practice, live it to the letter for a week, and report back to you on the results.
Will it actually improve your well-being, or will it be another waste of your time? We test out self-care so you don't have to.
Welcome to Self-Care Club.
Welcome to the show, Serena. Thanks so much for coming on to teach us all about breath work.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Give us a kind of overall idea. What is breath work? What does it mean? Why is it good for you?
Okay, so breath work has been a modality for centuries in Buddhism, in yoga, in Tai Chi. And it's only really been since the 1960s where it's come into the Western world, become a lot more popular, and people really have started to see the benefits. It's actually the fastest rising modality as we know it today. There are actually only 4% of coaches that are certified breathwork facilitators. And there are a real variety of breathwork practices out there. The reason that it is so powerful, and it's the most powerful way to monitor our body, is because we have instant access to it. In fact, one of the reasons that I connected with it so well, now, you know, as a coach, you do a lot of things, a lot of modalities, tapping, hypnosis. This was just something that I felt instant connection to. My first experience of it was doing a meditative breath work. So I breathed consistently with intention for an hour. That's what breath work is. And
long breathing
in a certain pattern. And it doesn't mean that you don't stop and take breaks, but it is all intentional and all focused. And the reason it is so powerful is because it allows you to stop. There are so many benefits that I'll go into, but it allows you just to stop, sit, and be in the present moment. So breathing is the only part of our body that we can do intentionally and automatically. So when we stop thinking about breathing, our bodies just take over and they breathe for us. When we breathe intentionally, we are telling our body, we're looking after you. We're connecting back.
Oh, that's lovely.
So, and the different modalities are fantastic. Some of them are very vigorous and others are very much led by how the body wants to breathe and just being present and aware of that. And I think what's really important, and I think it's important with whatever modality you sort of invest time in, is that there's no right. There's just your way. And thinking that you should be doing it some way, I will teach you some ways of doing things, but there is no right. Everyone is different. Everyone has different lung capacity. Everyone is in a different experience of their time on this earth. So it's really important to know that whatever guidance you get, you can adapt it for yourself. There is no right.
I think that is quite important. And obviously I come across this quite a lot when I'm at births, because I'm a doula. So breath is everything in labor, and often women will say to me, am I breathing okay? And you know, there is no right way, but I will often say, just take a long deep breath, give the baby lots of oxygen, give yourself lots of oxygen. And it's actually just remembering not to hold your breath, just to breathe long and slow and deep. And it is incredibly powerful, and it does sound sort of laughable when you say to women, you can breathe your way through the labor, you can breathe your way through a contraction, but you can, and it is such a helpful tool, and it's free and it's accessible and there's no gadget needed. And so I get it because I see it.
Yes. And I think that's the key thing. It's so accessible. You can be in your car and having a really stressful day, and all you need to do is draw your attention to your breath And your mind stops from focusing on the present or the past, which is, by the way, where all the problems are, and just is able to focus on what's coming in and what's going out. And that's really powerful.
So tell us some of the physical benefits, and then we can move into the mental health benefits after. What does it do to your body just by...
Well, when you're breathing in more oxygen, intended oxygen into your lungs and into your system, into your bloodstream, more oxygen into the brain creates and stimulates the parasympathetic nerve, which promotes calmness in your body. So you are constantly able to monitor and manage that. You have at the back of your head, you have your brainstem. And that is your monitor of how much oxygen and carbon dioxide comes into your body. And we all have a tolerance window. And some of them are small and some of them are big. You know the type of environment you're in when you're like this and your body is almost reacting to the lack of oxygen that's coming in and the extreme amounts of carbon dioxide that's coming in. And your brainstem's going crazy because it's trying to kind of bring you back to your window of tolerance. So we all have that window of tolerance. And the more breath work you do, the wider that window becomes. When it comes to mindset, what breath work is allows you to do, just from a body perspective, again, it allows you to increase the variability of your heart rate. It increases lung capacity. So it increases your overall well-being. It allows you from a mindset perspective to start to shift really embedded thoughts and thought patterns. So if you're looking to, in basic terms, if you're looking to change a habit, and it could be smoking, it could be drinking, it could be anything, it's all based around the mind.
Mind's eating all of you. So if I breathe my way through this, I can stop eating so many bloody Oreos.
Well, if you breathe your way through this and you're, you know, if you've got an Oreo addiction of 50 a day, and you're sitting there and you're thinking, I wish Serena would stop talking so that I can just munch on my next packet, and you're wanting to change that habit, then the best way to do that is to come back to breath. And what happens is that habit, that thought pattern, that neuropathway that's stuck in its own environment, it allows it to have breath and time and space to release. And the more you're able to focus on, actually, this is the thing that I would like to change, and focus breath on that. I'm not saying that your willpower won't take you in one direction. I'm saying if this is something that you want for your life to change, then it is a great promoter of that.
That is brilliant. So it allows you to have more clarity of the mind and not just go into those old, habitual, sometimes toxic, self-destructive thoughts. And by taking that breath and just doing, what, 10 seconds, 20 seconds of breathing, you can step into something much better.
It doesn't take that long at all. All you need to do is focus and be curious. Don't come to breathwork or any modality for that matter going, this isn't going to work. Come with it with an open mind and experiment with it. Sometimes it's going to really make a difference. And other times, you know, we're going to go into a practice. Mm. For some of your listeners, it's really not going to resonate, because they're not going to be in that headspace. And for others, they're ready to receive. So it's about saying, you know what, I see the bigger picture by changing this habit, and I'm going to work my body in the best way I possibly can to open doors to allow new habits to come in. Yes. Breath work is one of those ways.
Okay.
I think
that is unbelievable. And the beautiful thing about it is you always have your breath. Always. Doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, you can always, always take a deep breath.
Yes. And a key thing here that I've missed out is when you are connected to your body more, when you are doing more breath work, like intentional breathing, you could do that 3, 4, 5 times a day. You don't need to be doing a meditative breath work for an hour, you can literally just be doing the 10 seconds, the 20 seconds, and really focus on the breathing. When you, it connects you to your body. So you, most of us live our lives with our brain outside of our body, just existing. And it brings it all back in. It helps you to connect and go, do you know what? That ache in my shoulder is really affecting me. That's why I'm irritable right now. And it just allows you to stop and just think, okay, that's something that I need to look at. This is something, you know, and the more you do it, the more in tune and connected you are with your physical being. And that's what we all want to be. We all want to be back and present in our bodies.
So it helps you to pay attention.
Absolutely, yeah.
So can I ask another question? And this may be an obvious question, but how do we know when to use it?
Well, so many of us go, you know, it's prevention, not cure, isn't it? So many of us get to a point in our working days, your listeners will be out there commuting, doing all the different things, and, you know, picking up the kids and everything else. And people come to a point where you just go, okay, I need to just take a deep breath here.
Yeah.
And really focus. And really all that is doing is just slowing yourself down, and it does help. But intentional breathing and saying, I'm really going to do the prevention element of this, and saying in the morning, if you're just lying in bed, before you get up for 20 seconds, focus on your breathing. At lunchtime, when you're able to just, even if it's just grab a sandwich, or even if you're just sitting in your car, instead of checking your phone, spend 20 seconds refocusing and checking in on your breathing. I guarantee you, if you're able to do it 3 to 4 times a day, your day will change. It will just change, because everything comes from a cellular level.
Unbelievable.
So your thoughts come, your thoughts create energy. Your breathing is, you're breathing in energy, or your cells are energy. So if you're in a certain type of mind frame, certain type of mood, when you are intentionally breathing, if you're feeling something very tight inside of you, it starts to dissipate. It's not going to necessarily go away. I'm not saying it's a miracle cure, otherwise we'd all be intentional breathing all the time. But it releases the intensity of a mood and starts to help change and shift energy in your body.
It sounds amazing. And all I'm sitting here thinking is, why have we taken 2.5 years to get you on the show and for us to actually just try breathing for 5 seconds? Does this work in sport and exercise? And because breathing is such a massive part of recovery.
Yeah.
So if you could just, I guess it's just a different type of breathing in order to get your recovery as quick as possible. I know Lauren's rolling her eyes thinking,
I'm not.
Everything as quickly as possible. But I'm wondering how this can help, because I'm sure it can with all the sport that I do.
This is something that if you are doing it daily, if you're doing, let's say you do an integrative meditative breathwork session, which is under 8 minutes, but it's a fluid type of breathing, and it's all different patterns, and you can choose what patterns that you do. If you spend 5 to 8 minutes a day, every single day, what that does is that will increase your lung capacity, it will increase your heart variability, and it will allow you to recover more quickly after a gym session or a HIIT session or whatever.
Nice.
It's a really good medium to practice with, because it's not, you know, everybody, as I said before, everyone is different. So everybody is going to experience it in a different way. I'll give you an example. I do breath work on my mother, and she can only handle 45 seconds of it. And yet I can work with somebody and we can do an hour and a half. And it's not an hour and a half really hard breathing, which sounds painful. It's a very relaxing experience, kind of, you know, with a lot of people it's euphoric. And it really helps shift. I will tell you that the first ever meditative breathwork I did, the energy in my skin, and honestly, if I'd heard this from anyone else, I'd be like, okay. But the energy in my skin was raised and the vibration was raised. I fell asleep. It was evening at the time. I fell asleep. I woke up and the energy was still there. And I thought, this is unbelievable. Magic. Yeah.
When you say your mum can only manage 45 seconds, that's because of what are the reasons?
But she struggles. I'm working with her to expand her lung capacity, but she struggles a lot with asthma. She breathes from her chest up rather from the diaphragm. So so she loses a lot of breath when she's walking, and she's fit. So she, you know, it's not like she goes to the gym every day, but she walks a lot and she's active, but she really struggles with breathing intentionally. And so much of it is because it's laden in her chest rather than her ability to expand her lungs out. So if that's a work in progress, which is why I say it's really important to know that some people, even though they might look fit and be fit, you know, breathe from the chest and upright rather than expand outwardly. And, you know, during the course of our day anyway, our breathing is different. But when we are intentionally breathing, we should be breathing out.
Okay.
Through our lungs.
I'm ready to do this.
I mean, ready. I was like, why haven't I been doing this for years? If this improved my recovery in the gym, I am in. And stop me eating Oreos. It's like magic wand. Okay.
So what we're going to do over the next couple of minutes is, this will vary each time, but sometimes what I like to do with the people that I do breath work with, if it's an active one, we're going to have a little bit of a variation one here, but if it's an activation one, I like to get people up dancing, doing a bit of some shamanic shaking, letting it all out, and then really focus for 2-3 minutes on the breath work. Okay. And that is really energizing. What I'm going to do is take out the shamanic shaking for any of your listeners that are in a car or in bed or anything like that. And we're going to do...
I'm so disappointed. I was well up for watching Laura do the shamanic shaking.
Yeah. We can definitely do this another time. So we're going to do blow breaths, and then we're going to go into a halo active breath. So a blow breath is coming from the diaphragm and just blowing out. That's stimulating your brainstem. That's getting it activated, saying there's an unequal amount of carbon dioxide and oxygen going into your system. What's going on? And it really starts to energize the brain. So we're going to do 30 of those. And then we are going to do a top hold. And what I mean by a top hold is, I will say, last one, breathe in, and then just sit on the breath for as long as you can. If you are driving, don't top hold, just let it go. And then I will ask you to release when it feels good. We're going to come back to normal breath, and then we're going to do 20. And then we're going to do the same thing, and then we're going to do 10. And then, and I'm going to talk you all the way through it. And then we're going to go into halo active breathing, which is breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, very simply, but all with intention.
Okay.
And
fast, quickly. Do you always breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, or sometimes you breathe in through the mouth and out through the nose? Like, does that all change?
Totally different. So it really depends. As a breathwork facilitator, my favorite is the halo active. I love breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. Okay. For to be as calm as you want to be, it's in through the nose, out through the nose. Now, if you're feeling anxious about something, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose, I find quite difficult. So I like to calm myself down by the halo active breath, in through the nose, out through the mouth. And once I've calmed down, I just focus on just breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Because that breathing in through the nose, it's the reason it is so much better for you is it because it works with the brainstem and regulates your breathing and the balance in your bloodstream of oxygen. But it helps with viruses, any viruses coming in. Ironically, it's, you know, you've got all your nose hairs just kind of working their magic so that you are not intaking all the viruses in. It's filtering everything out, and it's just allowing you to calm your body down. Now, there are so many different ways. If you're finding someone's hyperventilating, just allow them to keep breathing through the mouth, but with intention, and then slowly introduce the nose to the point where they're able to breathe through the nose.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Your hands, Serena.
Sorry. Okay, great. Great. Now, normally what I would say to, if anyone's listening and activating this breath work, what I would say is, if you're driving, pull over. If you are in bed, just enjoy that. That's absolutely fine. You can sit up, you can lie down, it doesn't matter. With the one that I'm doing right now, you can even stand up. It's absolutely fine. Some people like to have a blanket. Just make sure you're, if this is a nice little ritual for you, which I like it always to be, just make your environment really nice. If you are just going about your day, that's absolutely fine. Sometimes you want to close your eyes, sometimes you don't. It's completely up to you. With breath work, just so that you are aware, sometimes you'll experience, and it'll be very unlikely you'll experience in this session, you can experience tetany, which is the tingling of the fingers and the toes or the extremities. You might experience lightheadedness. There are different sensual sensations that you might experience as well. So if you're feeling uncomfortable at any point, just come back to normal breathing.
Okay.
Like, okay. It will be very unlikely in this short session. So if I can just get you to take a deep breath in and close your eyes. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Some nice cleansing breaths here. In through the nose again. Out through the mouth. One more. Now we're just going to start the blow breath. Breathing through the diaphragm, just out. Ten more. And now top hold. Just sit on that breath. And just observe any chaos that happens in your body. Hold on for as long as you possibly can. And when you feel ready, release. Go back to normal breath. We start again. Top hold. Sit nicely on the breath. Maybe hold it a bit longer this time. Just be observant of anything that's going on in your body right now. When you feel ready, release. Introducing back normal breath. Then coming in again, ready. Top hold and again play with that hold. If you can hold it longer, hold it longer. If you feel the need to release, feel the need to release. When you have released, come back to normal breath. Now we're really going to focus on our halo active breath, which is in through the nose and out through the mouth. So breathing in and out. And as you breathe in and out, keep going. As you breathe in and out, try not to hold anything. Keep it in a circular motion. Imagine the energy of the air coming into your nose, flowing right through to the back of your neck and through your mouth without any staccato. Just allow it to be fluid. So, as you're spending your time focusing on the breath, imagine little particles of energy coming into your body through the nose and flooding your system with good energy, good positive energy. And as you let go of anything that's resistant, anything that's negative. And if it feels right, as you're letting go, you can let go of love. So a whole lot of love in and releasing a whole lot of love out. Just managing your mind right now. Just noticing any thoughts that are creeping in. And pinning those thoughts on a cloud and watching them go by. They are not you. Allowing it all to release. This is your time. It's your moment. And as we come to the end of our session, just checking in with your body once more. Is there any nook, any cranny, any area where you feel tight? You just need to let go of. Give yourself permission to let go of that right now. And when it feels good, come to another top hold, breathe in through the nose, and just sit on that breath. Keep a hold of it. Be the observer. And when you're ready, release. Just come back to normal breath. You don't need to open your eyes just yet. Just notice how you're feeling. Just asking yourself questions. Something changed? Has nothing changed? What is your intention for the day? When you're ready, just start to wiggle your hands and wiggle your toes. Slowly bat your eyes open. And just come back. How was that?
Good. Interesting. I don't like the holding of the breath. It makes me feel like I'm underwater. You know, when you dive into a pool and when you're coming up and you have to hold.
Yeah.
And I really don't like that feeling. So I think I let go. I'm guessing a lot earlier than Nicole. I don't know, because I have my eyes closed. But I'm not comfortable with it.
Yeah.
My mind is just, it just fascinates me, the shit that goes through my head. Because when you said to hold and to hold it, I am so conditioned to be the last man standing, or to be, you know, to do everything to the best of my ability. And all I was thinking about was, has Lauren let go yet? Has Lauren let go yet? If she's let go, I can let go. Can
she like miles prior to.
And it's like, actually, it doesn't matter. Just let
it
go.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And some people, you know, Lauren, like you, don't like that hold. There is a bottom hold that you can do as an alternative. The top hold is more energizing and the bottom hold relaxes you more. So it's you can try and experiment with both. Maybe it's a case of being able to just to hold, allowing yourself to hold it for 5 seconds and then just let it go. And that's your hold. I love holding for as long as I possibly can because I love that experience. However, not everybody does. So it's about how you like to balance that and work.
I would say the first 10 seconds, I felt the same, Lauren. I felt quite claustrophobic, but actually it did change and it passed. And then the longer I was holding it, the better I was finding it.
You know, I can, but I just sort of don't want to. It didn't feel like it was not nice. It didn't feel like it was good for me, you know? So I just let it go.
Good. And I think that's really important, actually. It's nice that we've got the duality here because... Yeah, exactly. Because there'll be some listeners that love it and some listeners that really don't resonate with it. And that's okay. And
it's very interesting for me when I'm doing that breathing because I automatically associate it with pain.
Yes.
Because of my job. So, and also if I'm ever in pain, like let's say I've got a really acute stomach ache, I will do that exact breathing, or if I stub my toe, or if I burn myself, you know, whatever it is, I will automatically go to that deep in through the nose, out through the mouth. So it's quite an odd feeling to do it with intention, with not with I'm in pain, I must breathe. That was very new for me.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, a lot of breath work, and it's another reason that I went into it because I work a lot with mindset. You know, mindset can change a lot from a surface perspective. However, when there's something really, really integrated in someone's psyche and system, the only way that you're going to be able to do that is shift the energy in their body. And breath work is a great way to do that. So your focus on breathing in a halo active breath and the in through the nose, out through the mouth is focused on pain.
Yeah.
And actually, the more you use this pattern of breathing for yourself to create intention for that moment and say, okay, well, my intention is just to feel grounded right now. Yeah. My intention is to release right now. Whatever your intention is, just for 3 minutes, 5 minutes, and just focus on that, the shift will happen over time. The shift of it, you relating it to pain. And actually, that energy will be interesting to see how you bring that to your clients as a doula, because you're almost going into that experience knowing that they're going to be in absolute pain. But if you're coming in with a different energy, knowing that it doesn't need to have the resonance of the pain that they think that they're going to experience, you never know. There's, again, it's all an experiment.
Yeah.
I'm just fascinated at how it can totally change your mindset, how it can change your physicality of what you're experiencing, and how you get to control what you're thinking, what you're feeling just through your breath. I think that's really cool.
it's so powerful. I mean, people who are doing different types of meditative breath work, you know, that it's a natural drug. You know, there are a lot of people who have those sort of psychedelic experiences, and you're able to stop them if you don't like them. It can elevate you out of your body. So breath has the power just to do what it needs to do. It has the power to be focused on and calm you down, and it has the power to lift you up and see a completely different picture. So it's how we use it. And we never really spend enough time breathing intentionally and properly. So when you'll hear a lot of breathwork instructors go, well, you're not really breathing. Mm-hmm. And actually, of course, we are all breathing. But breathing with intention is very different to just an automated necessity in our body.
So for this week, mm-hmm. what should Nicole and I be doing, and how often should we be doing it?
So I want to give you both and your listeners a practice for the day and the night, because right. I think what's important is to know how it can really elevate you and how it can relax you. So with the understanding that more oxygen in your system brings more energy, just the idea of breathing in for 4 and out for 2 and doing that for 2 minutes.
In for 4, out for 2, and a hold or no hold?
No hold, don't worry about the hold. Okay. In for 4, out for 2, allowing more oxygen into your system. So if you're feeling lethargic during the day, or if you've woken up and you're like, I don't have the energy today.
That's today.
Spending a couple of minutes, and you'll be interested how your brain likes to work. Like, and we'll say, this isn't working. It's not working because you're too anxious for the day ahead. You're too ready to get started. You haven't given yourself the space and the time to say, 2 minutes, just 2 minutes. We scroll for 2 minutes, so we can do this for 2 minutes.
Oh, we scroll for 20 minutes. We can
totally. So if you've got that ability, you can think, well, I can do that for 18 minutes and I'll do this for 2. And so more in, so always think more oxygen in creates more energy. So 4 in and 2 out.
Okay.
Out through your nose and out through your mouth, the halo effect.
Every way. So okay. If you are feeling relaxed anyway, just you can do it through the nose if that feels better. If you would prefer, I always prefer in through the nose and out through the mouth. I feel like it's more energetic. I just psychologically that just works better for me. So in for 4, out for 2, which might seem odd just because you're thinking, well, I need more breath to kind of let out and all of, do what works for you. And if 3 in and 1 out works better, then do that, or 5 in and 2 out, whatever works, but more in and less out.
2 minutes.
And when you're going to bed at night, or if you feel like you need to calm down, switch it round. Less oxygen in the system. So 2 in and slowly 4 out.
Okay.
And notice yourself at the times that it's what I was saying, prevention before cure. We often get to a point where we're like, okay, no, I really need to focus on my breathing right now. But maybe you just stop yourself in the day and go, this is my time. This is my 2 minutes. I mean, you can be in the car, you can, and I keep going back to the car because a lot of listeners do listen to podcasts in the car.
Yeah.
I'm very wary that focusing on your breath in the car, there's a big difference between doing a focus in through the nose and out through the mouth and blow breath and spending a huge amount of time on focused breath, because it can leave you lightheaded. So just be very, very cautionary around that. But aside from that, if you can get yourself into a little space and just be able to do that for a couple of minutes a day before it gets to the point where you need to do it,
yes,
it's really, really going to start helping you change the way your day works out for you mentally. I challenge you for a couple of weeks to do it and to really focus on intentional breathing as you wake up, before lunch, halfway through the day, and in the evening. Just 4 times a day, a couple of minutes.
Okay.
And no one needs to know.
Definitely do that.
We can definitely do that.
Thank you. This has been so great and not what I expected. And I love it when that happens.
Yeah. Well, will you come back on Friday and give our listeners a very much needed challenge of the week for all of us, really?
Yes, I would love to. Absolutely love to.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on. It's been absolutely brilliant talking to you.
Thank you for having me.